My supervisor.
How would you address him?
It depends. Depends on our working relationship. It depends. That's difficult. It depends on the working relationship. I guess formally, I might address him as sir, or if he or she had a doctorate degree, doctor so-and-so, or something like that. It just depends on the working relationship.
White people who are not well off have not had a chance at education and the like, and especially those that are good for nothing or too lazy to work. What might you call them?
White trash.
Have you ever heard the term cracker?
Yes.
How would you use that if you were going to use it?
I think that term is used to refer to a white person who is poor and one who is extremely prejudiced.
What do black people call these poor whites?
Crackers, peckerwoods. White trash.
Would it make any difference if these people lived in the town or in the country? Would you call them anything different?
No.
About someone who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about city ways and is conspicuous when he gets into town, what might you call that kind of person?
Country, or a hick, rural.
You ever use the term redneck?
Yes, but one can have an urban orientation and still be referred to as being a redneck. It depends on the person's outlook on race. You know, it wouldn't necessarily be confined to a geographical area. You know, a person could be urban and still could be called a redneck if he or she were extremely prejudiced.
Okay. If you are at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's 11:30 or so, you say, "We'd better be getting home. It's blank midnight."
30 minutes before midnight. It's almost midnight.
Okay. If you slip and catch yourself, you say, "This is a dangerous place. I blank fell." If you kind of trip, you say, "Oh gosh, I fell."
Well, it depends on my mood. I might say, "Damn, I fell," you know.
Or if you didn't fall, you
If I didn't fall, I almost fell.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready, for you to go out, and he calls to you, "Will you be ready soon?" You might answer, "I'll be with you in
a few minutes, or shortly."
You know that you are on the right road to somewhere, but you aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how
far?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say, what? You were showing something to your kids or something like that, you'd say, "Hey."
And it's nearby?
Yeah.
Well, it's over there, it's not very far.
If you want to know how many times, you say, "How blank do you go to town?" Or, "How blank do you pick up your
phone?" How far do you travel to town?
Well, in the number of times, you want to say, How
many times do you go to town? How often do you go
yeah.
to town? Okay.
You are agreeing with a friend when he says, "I'm not going to do that." So you say, "I'm